The music system that the American churches have created is fleshly. It's emotional. And you know what's interesting is all through the Old Testament, when they didn't have the Holy Spirit in them, they had instruments. And then when the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within us after Acts 2, there was no more instruments in the New Testament. And if even if you look at history, for 900 years in the known Christian church, there were no more instruments. Do you know why that is, sir? Because we became the instrument. And it wasn't until the 9th century. Do you know who brought instruments back into the so-called body of Christ? Roman Catholics, which they're not the body of Christ at all. That's a pagan false system. And so they brought it back in. People thought it was of Satan when they did it. They kept doing it. And today you have rock bands on stage. You have people like Skillet. You know who Skillet is? I've stood outside his music concerts and preached and called him out. You have Skillet entertaining the demonic world. He goes to places like Hellfest. And this might be more mild, but it still is all fleshly and emotional. And the Bible says, I put my gospel card in there with my website that has articles on all this if you guys are interested. The Bible says we come by spirit. Did you guys get a permit to do this?
You don't need one right here.
You don't need a permit or not. Oh, you don't need a permit out here. I thought this is still the, what you call it's property, no? This is public property.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that, because they just tried to throw me off the sidewalk.
That's different, because you're private property.
Yep, but I just went right on the other side of the rail, and the cops showed up, and they said, you're fine. So I was right on the other side of the sidewalk up there preaching. But again, I don't know if you guys are probably with a church system and everything. The church... Okay, you're not? You don't go to any church system or nothing?
No, he goes to a church, I go to a church, we're different churches, but...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we just brothers banded together.
Yeah.
I had an encounter with Jesus, and...
What's the encounter with Jesus? What do you mean, you met him?
Yes.
Personally?
Yes.
So you believe that Jesus is still coming and meeting people today?
Yes.
I'm doing a verse by verse through Matthew 24. Why did Jesus say in Matthew 24... In the last days, there'll come many false teachers, many deceivers, many false Christs. And then he says, they'll say to you, Christ is here. Don't believe him. Christ is in the secret place. Don't believe him. He says, the Son of Man will come in the clouds with glory. Hebrews 1 says, he speaks through the word, Christ, and not through the way he did through the prophets anymore.
If you call the Holy Spirit an evil person, you're going to be blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
No, I'm testing
it.
Don't do it. I'm testing it to the Word of God. I'm testing
it.
We're supposed to test everything.
Jesus Christ.
Did you know Satan's an angel of light? He could have appeared to you.
Listen. Satan cannot drive out Satan. Otherwise, his kingdom is divided.
Okay.
Am I right? That's what the Word of God says.
Yep. That's true. That's true.
Do not blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
But be careful. There's a lot of demonic activity going on in the Pentecostal church.
No, I'm not even Pentecostal.
No, I didn't say you were. But there's a lot of demonic activity going on there that's deceiving people. But you didn't explain to me, why did Jesus warn and say that he'd be in a secret place? He said, don't believe him. So he told me I shouldn't believe you. Go read Matthew 24. See, I'm testing to the Word, not blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Do you know you can't even blaspheme the Holy Spirit today? Do you know why? Because the Pharisees were blaspheming Jesus Christ, God Himself. Jesus isn't here anymore in physical fashion. He's here by spirit. But you can't even blaspheme Jesus to his face and his miracles. But I can test yours.
I was never, ever a churchgoer. Ever a churchgoer. Okay. So Jesus came into my presence, and he freed me from pornography by saying two words to me. He said, you're finished. And on the way to baptism, a big dark cloud on a clear day followed me to the beach at baptism, cleared the day on the beach, and it was totally free, gone. It's not me, it's Jesus Christ coming in here and by the Spirit.
And that sounds like a good story, but when I test what you're doing to the Word of God, if it doesn't match up to doctrine, if you keep Christmas, Easter, what's the path to eternal life? Can we talk about that? I see that you got false teachers. These guys are false teachers. Elkhorn and Packer are false teachers. What's the gospel to eternal life? Would you like to share it with me? How does a man find eternal life? I'm testing.
Jesus Christ.
Huh?
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ. So that's
right.
Just it. That's all you would tell someone.
They have to repent.
Okay.
You repent from your sins.
Okay, what does repent mean? Help me.
To turn away from doing wrong,
right,
to the Word of God.
Right.
Follow Jesus' word. Put his word to practice.
Right.
And then believe in the good.
Right? Okay. So, by Christ's shed blood, by repentance, I agree.
Not
what,
by works.
What else?
Not by works, but by faith.
What else?
Talk to me. Am I missing something?
Is that it? Can I help you? By faith in Jesus' shed blood we come. He said, repent, come out of the world. That would include come out of the false church systems and come out of false teachers. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, these are false ways. Then Jesus said, you must be born again. You didn't mention that. You got to tell a lost soul they got to be born again.
Why are you harassing me?
Harassing you? You're sitting in a parking lot with religious stuff and I come up to talk to you and I'm harassing you? Would you like me to stop talking to you?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Because you don't have the truth. You don't have the truth. I'll take these. I put my gospel card in there. I'd like you to read them. I'll read and test these. If you go to my website, I have teachings on everything I'm talking about. By faith and repentance we come. You have to be born again. The fruit you're born again, because I love you, I'm going to finish. Because I'm on public property too.
So you don't think the Holy Spirit lives inside of me?
I didn't say that. You said that. By fruit, but...
Yes, ma'am. It's free. Yeah, it's already been paid for. You don't owe anything. It's free. Just help yourself. Chips are free. Water's free.
Yeah. The Bible says to test all things, sir.
You're welcome.
Are you above testing? They tested Paul.
Jesus, or the Word of God says that anybody claims that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, then he is of them, right?
It's not just that. That's one part of it.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
But if you live in sin, it also says you're not of God. If you don't love your brother, you're not of God. See, you're picking one scripture verse.
No, look. You're attacking me.
Attacking
you?
Yeah, by testing you from the Word of God?
Look, I'm asking you. I'm done with the conversation with you. No, because you're absolutely, with your attitude, you're not showing love towards me.
Truth is love.
Thank you, man.
You know what the Bible says about love is? Loving God is obeying Him.
Yes,
you've
it
turned it into a fleshly practice. That's what we started with. Your music, your instrumental, and you know what you have, sir? I love you. Experiential Christianity. Not doctrinal Christianity. You have experiential Christianity. Gospel good news. We're here lifting up Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords, warning you about false teachers on every corner.